bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, guys, another celebrity photo scandal.
After J-Law.
No chesticles in this one, though. No, some very precious pics of a very prominent English celebrity.
Hello?
I'll give you a hint. It's not an early morning 6 a.m. start. Christina,
hello?
We don't need to say hello into the microphone.
Hello.
It's me.
It's Adele, guys. It's Adele.
I guessed it. Straight away, I knew it.
This is a Triple Threat podcast.
Someone has had their privacy violated.
Was it you?
No. It wasn't me.
Oh, was it Adele?
Hello.
Yes.
It's me.
It's Adele.
It's her.
She had her privacy violated. How? Well, the Sun.
Well, in lots of ways, I'm sure she's had her privacy violated. But what
really?
Was it on? Well, being as famous as you are.
She's a very private person.
Yeah, but still, newspapers, publications, they get what they want.
Well, the Sun on Sunday in the UK has reported that apparently a haul of her private photos have been stolen online.
I feel as
I was waiting for a dramatic sound effect.
Oh, this one? Yep. Apparently, the leak includes a baby scan image, I'm assuming from inside the womb, and a picture of her 3-year-old son. No one has seen this.
Really?
This son. No.
No one has seen the baby.
Well, in real life, IRL, but not photos. No. Have you seen the
I didn't even know she had a kid.
Yeah, I was.
What?
I actually didn't know she had a kid either.
What?
Maybe she's a pretty private person now that
I
think about it.
Portia reads the papers. I really don't know.
No, one kid? Just one?
Yeah.
So the scan is probably that kid. Or could be anyone's. Look, my photos, camera rolls full of baby scans, could be anyone.
Oh, yeah, you said this last week.
Do you have Adele's baby scan on your phone?
There is. I have about maybe 25, so one of them could definitely be Adele's baby scan. I wouldn't even know which one.
What else was in there? Well, apparently, pictures from her childhood. The thing is, like, she wants to scan all these.
I was going to say, are you sure somebody just didn't go onto her Facebook page
She wouldn't have Facebook.
I'd probably be under, like, a pseudonym.
You reckon? Like,
no.
Darrell.
Adele, not famous.
Not Adele.
Yeah. I don't even know what her last name is. What's her
Adkins.
Last name? Do you need a second to think about it?
No.
Adele Atkins. Okay, what else? Photos no nudie snaps.
Well, it doesn't say that, but I think she's I don't think she would have taken nudes.
Nah.
I don't think I can't see her as being a nudie photo taker.
Nah. Can you see me as being a nudie photo taker?
I definitely see potential, yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Can you? Jess?
Hold on, I'll just check my messages.
So, pictures of her as a teenager. There's a picture of her dressed up as Santa Claus.
Oh, she's fun.
I don't know why they know that.
She's fun.
Obviously, they have the pictures. And
So, they've just run an article basically saying that they've stolen Adele's pictures because they've named everything that's in there.
Maybe. So she says that she's angry and upset over the breach, and the newspaper said that
Sorry, we'll return them soon.
They think that they hacked through her partner Simon's computer or email or something.
This discussion always comes up in terms of, like, you know, what's private, what's not, you know, for public, whatever, all that stuff. But is this, again, probably because of the availability now of... Because remember, who was it? Someone else had their photos taken through...
There was the big iCloud.
The cloud thing.
Oh, Taylor
like
Swift?
20, oh, there was like
Selena
a lot
Selena Gomez. No, yes. The other one.
Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law.
Yes, that's who. And this whole issue was obviously brought up then as well. But why, like, who's trying to, I don't know, who's doing this? That's
hackers.
The whole thing.
The evil. I'm terrified of one day someone hacking into my cloud thing. I'm not going to name which one it is just in case someone knows how to hack into it. And then, like, suddenly finding photos that I've forgotten to delete that shouldn't have taken.
What if you got your phone stolen right now?
Oh, that's okay because it's all locked up and everything.
But is there much on there that could be?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what about you, Jess?
No, I've just got a lot of stupid memes on my phone. That's about it.
Yeah. So boring.
All you would get on
mine. It's just Jess riding a bike everywhere.
Seriously, all you would get on mine is photos of my niece and my food.
And your friend's ultrasounds.
And friend's ultrasounds, yeah. So you could sell one of them and say it's Adele's ultrasound. But I don't have anything like that in my phone.
We're asking you if you've had your photos taken from you or, you know, stolen somehow.
Stolen!
Stolen photos.
My sister has had a similar fate befall her. Although it was mainly her fault somebody else didn't steal them, but they ended up in the wrong hands, okay. I should say.
Because we're living in a digital age, and it turns out Adele has had her photos taken mm-hmm. because her husband's computer and email has been hacked into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my sister had an account on a file sharing service, mm-hmm. and she used to work at a production company up in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And anyway, this is when she was living down in Melbourne. And for whatever reason, she'd hit sync on her computer.
On her work computer.
Here in Melbourne. But somehow the desktop at the production company was still synced to her Dropbox account.
Oh.
So it happened to download them and then the pictures be right there on the front reception desktop. Let's just say that was the only top that was there.
So, hang on. So, she must have plugged her phone in and synced when she was in Sydney?
I don't even know how it happened. She's the type of person where things just happen to. And, she was in a different state, so didn't even have the opportunity to be able to save herself.
Gosh.
But she did get a phone call.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did she find out?
I think she got a phone call and they were fine about it, but they're like, maybe just be a little bit more discreet about that.
But don't mix your work and personal Dropbox accounts.
Dear Lord, no, because you'll end up like Carly.
If we were talking about who she was, if we were trying not to say her name, it's too late now.
No, it's done.
That is mortifying. I would never, for that exact reason, plug my phone into my work computer.
Oh, like, no, that's
terrifying.
To charge
it, yeah, that's fine, but I would never sync or anything. Mm.
But it's not even plugging your phone in. It's just what's the account on the internet.
So logging in, I guess.
Logging in. Oh. It's logging in from a remote thing.
Yeah, I guess this is pretty easy done. Or is it? I don't know. Or is it?
I don't know. Just don't take nude photos.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah. Be smart about your nude photos or don't get as famous as Adele because I don't think anyone's hacking into James's phone anytime soon. No offense.
I hope not.
But you're not Adele. So
I'm definitely not Adele.
No.
And I'm glad. You know, just having everyone look at you all the time.
Oh, I'm sure she looked really cute in the Santa costume, though.
Oh, she looked amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I do want to be Adele. I take that back. Everyone loves Adele.
Yeah, yeah. I do,
what?
But I wouldn't
you don't
want...
like Adele.
No, I do, but I wouldn't want the aspects of fame that she
oh,
has.
Oh, yeah, no, yes. No. Yeah. I'd like to be Adele just in normal life.
I would love to have a voice. Oh.
If you want to
which
be
one,
Adele...
Which one, a singing voice or this one?
Oh, I know.
Oh, the cackle.
She
the cackle.
Sounds
she does
totally different.
Oh, don't try and do an accent.
She sounds totally different. Can you do it?
Oh, well, now the pressure's on.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.